Well, Chris, what a way to win it. Talk us through that goal.
Just a bit of instinct, really. I've kind of had a feeling that it was going to go front post, and I've ran beyond the defender and managed to volley it into the top of the net, which for me is a great feeling again to get that ball in the back of the net. It's been a long time coming.
It has, hasn't it? It's been real frustrating for you this year. You've had the injuries, you were going out on loan, so that must be a sweet moment for you.
Yeah, it is. As you probably could see with the way I celebrated it, it meant a lot to me because it has been a difficult season for myself. But again, I've got my head down, I've worked hard in training, and hopefully it's starting to pay off now.
How much, perhaps, inspiration, I suppose, would you take from, the likes of Prutton and Coke, who, like yourself, have not been in the thick of the first-team action yet? Dave Jones always brings players in when he wants them.
Yeah, I've seen that over the course of the season. Coaches have told me that as well, that boys have been away and obviously weren't getting game time when they were here. They went away, they've got a few games under their belt and have come back and managed to get in the side. But again, I've been working away behind the scenes, and yes, obviously it's been a long season for myself and difficult at times, but again, that's football. You've just got to keep working hard and you never know when you get your opportunity.
Do you hope that goal now and is the springboard to taking you forward here at Sheffield Wednesday?
Yeah, of course. I mean, as I said, I'm working hard and I think that'll give me a major lift as well, do my confidence the world of good, and hopefully I can kick on for here. And I'm not saying I'm going to be in the starting lineup the next game or whatever, but again, it just shows that I can find a net if I need to be needed for the team.
Because it's almost got to the point where we thought you were going out on loan and maybe didn't have much of a future here.
No, it's never that I'd never had a future here. I mean, the gaffer spoke to me and told me about that they wanted me to go on loan to get some game time. It wasn't the case of, oh, you're going on loan, you don't have a future, because at the end of the day, I've signed a 3-year deal here, and the manager obviously seen me have a big future here to offer me that kind of contract. But again, it's not worked out the start of the season, and again, I've just got to keep working hard and try and get back in the side where I think I should be in and try and get a game every week.
53 points. Is this team safe now, do you reckon?
I mean, you'd like to think so, but you just look at the league table, it's a difficult league, you know what I mean? Anybody could beat anybody in their day, and I was in the same situation last season when I was at Portsmouth, and yeah, it is difficult coming to the end of the season, but I'm sure it showed there. We've got great character going right to the end, and the way we defended after the goal as well, we put our necks in the line, and yeah, if we show that character, then I'm sure we'll be fine.
It's crazy, isn't it? You're not that far off the top 10 right now yet. It's still in the relegation battle, etc. It's bonkers, this league.
Yeah, that's part and parcel of this league. It's a tough league, and you can see top can beat bottom and bottom can beat top. Anybody can beat anybody in their day, as I said. But again, you've just got to keep fighting. The next games are important, and hopefully we can come away with the victory.
So what's your personal goal between now and the end of the season then?
Well, for one, I'd like to start in the league. that's not happened this season yet. But again, I'm hoping to get as much game time as possible between now and the end of the season, and go away over the summer, work hard, and enjoy my rest, and come back and get ready to go again.